The Department of Health and Human Services has announced several initiatives to help patients easily get their own medical records. Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says the lack of electronic health records causes problems large and small.
At best, it's a waste of time and certainly a waste of money. At worst, it really threatens people's health and people's lives. And it's particularly true for older Americans. The average senior with a handful of chronic conditions sees 14 different doctors a year, 14 doctors. And their health depends on whether those doctors can communicate with one another.
The agency wants people to know the days of doctors giving patients a blank clipboard to fill out with personal information are over. It's encouraging providers and insurers to adopt blue button technology that allows patients to download securely their information. Administrator Don Berwick says the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are using it.
The blue button isn't just valuable, it's magic. It's the open sesame button to a new system of care. It marks and accelerates a needed change in culture that will bring us to a whole new level of performance in the healthcare system we deeply care about.
The Department of Veterans Affairs helped develop the blue button. Chief Technology Officer Peter Levin says the VA started using it in the simplest way last year.
The first thing that we did was we gave veteran patients access to their personal health record, which at that time was exclusively self-entered. So we were just giving back to them what they gave to us.
Since then, Levin says the VA has put more and more things online for users, including lab results and pharmacy, and gotten great feedback from veterans. Doctors' resistance has been a roadblock to expanding patient access to their electronic health records. They worry that the technology would be expensive or complicated. Levin says the VA kept things simple.
By keeping very, very focused on making sure that the patients could read, could understand, could interpret what it is that we were telling them, and to also make sure that that connection was really secure, to make sure that nobody could be listening in or that it wasn't misdirected, that we had authenticated our users, and then they could choose to share it with other people. By focusing on those two things, but the first one was keeping it simple, that's how we made it work.
Today, the VA, the Department of Defense, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services all let patients access their own electronic records. Together, they have 400,000 authenticated users so far. Levin says the VA is revamping its technology to support thousands more users as it makes more information available.
We're building the infrastructure, rebuilding the infrastructure, because frankly, we didn't realize how popular it was going to be. So we're taking this from a somewhat experimental, somewhat patchwork set of the electronic infrastructure, you know, the computer servers and the software that kind of makes this thing go, and we're bringing it into the 21st century, the recent 21st century, putting it on scalable infrastructure in the cloud, bolstering security, making sure that we have all the ordinary enterprise regimen that you have. It doesn't sound very glamorous, but it's hugely important for the growth of the program.
Levin says the VA will make medical imaging and physician notes electronic soon. The Department of Health and Human Services has invested a lot of people and resources into getting the healthcare industry to follow suit. Secretary Sebelius says the agency is helping small health practices with extension agents, just like the Department of Agriculture has used for years.
Around the country, 70%, 7 out of 10 of primary care providers in small rural communities have already signed agreements with the regional extension centers, an indication that they are eager to get that help on the ground.
Other things the agency is doing include issuing a proposed rule to let patients access their lab results directly, drafting a uniform health record privacy notice, and sponsoring a challenge to create technology that will ensure safe transitions from the hospital to the home. In Washington, I'm Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.